Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and hold just on just a moment, because this is how we're getting ready to flip it. Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook. Conversations with Cleo, small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. So how do you like that? That's going to be the new intro. Really very excited about it. In the background, you are listening to the track produced by Mr. Make You Love It Right Now. I am T-Walk, Mr. T-Walk. Enough respect as always, brethren. Trying to give out as much love to the Full Moon Madness as we can. And later on today, you'll be hearing the first commercial for our Full Moon Madness as we continue to drive the train. Today is April the 10th, 2013. And it is a lovely, delicious, warm summer-like 80-something degrees here in downtown Lake Worth, with the humidity probably being at about 80%. It's getting quickly uncomfortable. However, I know that there are many of you who are battling snow right now, so I do not want to sound or appear ungrateful. So I will just say I am sending you some of this heat energy your way. In this new moon, I want you all to be aware and to move with caution out there right now, because this moon, along with a whole alignment of planets that are moving about the universe, and certainly we are feeling much of the reverb here. If you are encountering people who are short-tempered or ill-tempered, please be careful on the road. Be mindful to drive for yourself and the other 20 people around you. If you find that you do not have something nice to say, stick your foot in your mouth and say nothing at all. Just kind of move away. Try and put yourself on a personal timeout if you think you can't get a hold of yourself. There's also a sense of anxiousness out there, but this is almost a good vibe kind of anxiousness, because people are ready to move forward. People are ready to engage in the activities that represent spring. And I know some of you are saying out there, Miss Clear, are you talking about making babies? Well, for some of you, yes. But spring is about new. Spring is about renewal. Spring is about birth and rebirth and putting things in motion and getting excited about all that is out in front of you. So please hold that dear to your heart as we move through even the balance of this week, because we will be feeling the impact of this new moon right into the weekend. And as I have said to you all before, and often I sound like a broken record, this is going to be quite the month, spiritually, astrologically, universally speaking. So keep your eyes open and peeled for all manner of events that they may not even have time to tell you about. All right? So we have all kinds of wonderful, exciting things going on as a part of this spring. If you are looking at the webpage while you are listening to the show, you will find two additional pictures. I am sharing the spotlight with a lovely male-neutered multi-breed, or multi-breed, whatever you like to call it, and his name is Tanaka. And Tanaka is a sweet soul and is looking for a forever home. Really good with kids, and really good with people, and really good with other dogs. But Tanaka is a spirit that is certainly formidable, and we're going to come back a little bit later in the show and tell you about Tanaka's story. All right. So we also are going to be talking about NASA and President Obama wanting to catch an asteroid and throw it into the moon's orbit. Are you freaking kidding me? Has anybody thought outside of the box on this one? And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's too far out of the box. But no, it actually is in the box because they are perceiving that they can predict what may happen. And I think it could be a crapshoot. So we're going to take a little run down that rabbit hole. And then we'll also be announcing our small business of the week and giving you a little bit of information on them. But right off at the top of the show, it is J. Williams Chocolate Company. You say, Miss Cleo, boy, you in chocolate lately. Look here, man, I am on my own personal mission to educate people about the joy of eating, the joy with that eating, the balance that comes to your chakras. I want to take food to the next level so that we can understand that it can sustain this vibration, this masterful piece of engineering that we move about this particular cabin with, and we can do so much more to help ourselves and minimize the outside influences that tamper and cause our engineering to stutter or stammer. All right. So with all of that on the plate, like I said, go get you something to drink. Go get some soda. Go get some tea. Go get some coffee, water if you're into it. And we're going to put up our newest PSA for Passion for Paws. And we hope that you enjoy it. And we absolutely pray that you get involved. Well, here's some funny stuff. It's trying to upload, but it doesn't seem to be there yet. You know, there's always an opportunity for a glitch here, and I have been pushing the envelope today. So instead of the PSA for our Passion for Paws, and you know, see, on live radio, folks don't understand, you got to keep this shit going, even if there's a technical glitch. So we're going to regroup real quick. And while we do that, I'm going to let you all listen to Mango and Me, another track from Full Moon Madness, the second half, my spoken word CD. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. Well, I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really. I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long, unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on.
You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you.
And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life.
In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, mommy.
Alrighty then. I so appreciate all of you who have downloaded the CD. It seems to be doing very well. And as I said, we will be updating my interview schedule and all of the press interviews that we are doing online in the typical media fair, so you all can check in. And any of you that have indeed downloaded the CD digitally, by all means, whichever place that you did it at, go back and drop me a little note about what you think. You know, whether it's a positive note or a negative note, I receive it anyway. I just thank you for spending your hard-earned ducats, because I know we all work hard, fill with money, and I appreciate your continuing love and support. And make sure that you hang around, because it's getting ready to get wicked. Boy, we're getting ready to do it in a real big way around here. And we're going to keep our efforts moving forward. So with that being said, once again, I want to give some love out to the Small Business of the Week, located here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Woman-owned and operated, which you all know, I get a numerous giggle out of that. The owner and the creator of this amazing little chocolateria is Holly McCloskey, and she is the founder of J. Williams Chocolate Company. And she was actually inspired to name the company after her father, and one of their common grounds was that they did so very much enjoy chocolate together. I thought it was interesting. She was posed the question, are you a chocoholic? And she said, I love dark chocolate. That her and her dad used to go to the candy store often. And so, you know, it's interesting how those beautiful memories of our childhood can inspire us to move to places where we perhaps maybe never thought we could, and that our parents, whether they are still present or whether they have moved on, they certainly are still inspiring us. And that is indeed what I'm trying to convey for Dundun, for me, in the Mango and Me track. Here's something wonderful that through travel, and she's traveled fairly extensively, I would imagine, during a trip when she was in Africa, she doesn't mention specifically the area where she had a ginger pear tart, which you all know this is right up my alley. And she thought, how delicious would that be with chocolate? And I love that kind of mind process. You understand, her art medium, and if you all could see the pictures that I am looking at, you would be undone. They feature 15 signature chocolates. What I also loved is that her head chocolatier is a young woman by the name of Arielle Kurasi, and she is 23 years old. She graduated or attended the CIA in New York and is the head chocolatier at J. Williams Chocolate Company. They have wonderful flavors like strawberry balsamic, mesquite barbecue with dark chocolate, key lime, pineapple, rose, hibiscus, ginger, pear, and of course bacon. Uh-oh. Now, here's the deal. Can you imagine candy with key lime, pineapple, rose, hibiscus, ginger? That is the healthiest piece of candy you will ever eat. They also have some wonderful ones entitled Sleepy Bee, which has honey and lavender. There's also one right up my alley called the Fire Starter, and it's spicy cinnamon and dark chocolate. And for those of you who are a little more gushy and whimsy and want to cuddle with your chocolate, there is one called the Love Potion, and it is white chocolate passion fruit. Shut the front door and run out the back. Uh-oh. And then the last one that I see here is the banana, which is milk chocolate with banana ganache filling. You see, I'm starting to palpitate because it sounds wicked here, my man. Now, she, one of the things that I thought was so wonderful is that she started last fall, I believe it is, at the West Palm Beach Green Market. And you all know how dedicated I am to the green markets in our area. And that is how she started to find this really delicious kind of following. And in that, she has now set up a storefront, which is located at 1253 Old Okeechobee Road, Suite BA, that's in West Palm Beach. Their number is 561-296-2413. Their website is www.chocolatejw.com. You can also send them some love on Facebook, JW Chocolate. And I mean, the chocolates, we all know that we eat with everything. We eat with our senses, we eat with our mind, we eat with our eyes. And what is so wonderful is that this woman and these amazing chocolatiers that they work with, they also have a jalapeno. Are you kidding me? A jalapeno chocolate truffle. Rastafari, for somebody who loves our pepper, uh-oh. And then dark chocolate, and how healing it is for you. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. This, see, everybody needs to be chatting about this right now. Somebody just tweet me, and my phone is in the kitchen, so I can't get there fast enough. Well, you know, when you're in a studio, you got a headset, I don't have all of the wireless stuff yet. I'm working on it. But I want you all to go ahead, and they are still showing up at the West Palm Beach Green Market. I am going out this Saturday. We're going to go scoop up some of these delicious delectables. I'm going to come back and tell you all about it. In the interim, give some love to J.W. Chocolate Company. I'm sorry, and J.W. or J. Williams Chocolate Company, again at 1253 Old Okeechobee Road, Suite B as in Boy 8. Go give them some love and go do something nice for yourself. Because here's the thing, Ms. Cleo, what's your chocolate? You got a chocolate issue lately, Miss Cleo. And I said, well, here's the deal. You know, and somebody said to me, because I was a little bit upset that the show that I did, I guess it went up maybe a couple of weeks ago, about the properties of chocolate and how one had permission. However, we had been guilted into thinking that chocolate was bad for you. I mean, for at least the last 60 years, I have always heard chocolate is not good for you. You have to be careful. And then they started to talk about some of the healing properties of chocolate. And people got excited. And then I went on to say to people, but it's even more than that. And we talked a bit about it. And I got to tell you, there weren't a lot of people who tuned into the show. Now, perhaps the number that I got tuning into the show, I'd have been very happy with last year, but you all have me spoiled. And so now I'm thinking, well, my goodness, where are these people? Do they not understand that chocolate is actually more like like a medicine than it is a candy. You understand what I'm saying to you? And again, even though places like the Mayo Clinic, and they have given some time and some energy to chocolate and what it can do for you, they even have to admit that there is a direct link. Now, I have got friends out there, and I have got family members out there that I know should be listening to me when I am talking about two health issues, high blood pressure and high cholesterol, all right? And why people don't even take in more of this, because you hear about this, you hear about that, and then people kind of let it go. And again, this is not talking about the dark chocolate Snicker bar. We're talking about the good stuff, 85% cocoa and up, all right? And certainly, the Mayo Clinic, in their May issue last year, wrote a letter that covers the types of benefits of the cocoa beans and how they are rich in flavonoids, antioxidants, etc., and that they absolutely play a protective role in heart health. Now, I just need you to hear that. Now, understand that raw cocoa beans are so bitter, Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine. You couldn't yam them. You understand? Those of you, you know, that have even done the chocolate covered or yogurt covered coffee beans, that is nothing compared to how bitter a raw bean is. There is sugar and processing that makes chocolate more flavorful. But here's the deal. What happens is that in the overprocessing, they remove much of the benefit. But if you can get the higher in chocolate, the cleaner chocolate with less sugar, with almost a fat-free kind of vibration, then you are doing much better. Milk chocolate, unfortunately, is not going to be healthy like the dark chocolate. It will have certain abilities, but if I am going to support you eating chocolate, as I am supporting myself and my partner right now, dark chocolate is better. And it at best, at 23% fat-free cocoa solids. So just understand, unsweetened cocoa tops the list at 82% fat-free cocoa solids. All right? So if you really want to do something nice for yourself, get yourself some unsweetened cocoa. And then if you're going to sweeten it a little bit for yourself, put a little honey in there. You understand? And you will be doing something very, very good for your heart. Plain and simple. For your heart. And that is, now again, Dutch processed cocoa is probably also your best as well if we're going to talk about certain vibrations. But even still, there are many avenues of the Western medicine arena that are coming to understand that many of the things that we have long thought to be poor for us or not to a benefit, they're finding out that they might be a bit wrong. The University of Michigan actually believes that dark chocolate should be included in the healing foods pyramid as part of a balanced whole foods plant-based diet. Now, certainly that was not something we would have heard 50 years ago. Again, it decreases the LDL, the bad cholesterol. It reduces the risks of blood clots. It increases blood flow to the arteries and the heart. It lowers high blood pressure. Right there, we don't need to move any further than recognizing that this is a good thing. Say, well, okay, well, too much of anything, Miss Cleo, is a bad thing. Okay, we don't have no argument. No point need to be made. Truth is truth. How much can we eat a week, Miss Cleo, and benefit for yourself? You can eat up to 7 ounces per week. If you're a bigger person, 10 might be fine. What I want you to understand is that that would be the equivalent of me going to the store and purchasing 2 85% cacao Lindt, L-I-N-D-T chocolate bars, which are 3.5 ounces each. I could eat one at the front of the week and then have one at the end of the week, which averages out to about 1 ounce per day. So that's a beautiful thing. And I'm telling you that I got the Mayo Clinic behind me on this one. So maybe you all feel a little bit more validated. And go look it up, you know, me on a business. Go Google Mayo Clinic and the healing properties and the fact that, this is interesting. They have to admit that there is a protective healing property to chocolate. But again, folks, this is not about you running out of Ms. Cleo told me I could go get some Raisinets. Well, the Raisinets actually aren't that bad. If you can get the Raisinets in dark chocolate, you're doing yourself a wonderful favor because of all of the iron in the raisins. And this is what I come back around, because I come back around to the J. Williams Chocolate Company. This woman is doing amazing things. These are very healing. Imagine chocolate and jalapeno. You all know I talk about how healing food is. You understand? And so we talk about the heart. And if you could see a picture of this truffle, it is this dark chocolate which is dusted with this fabulous, vibrant green jalapeno dust. It's wicked. You hear me, man? But that's just a heartfelt kind of vibration. The green chakra, right for your heart. The peppers, clean out your blood. You understand? The chocolate, good for your heart, gets rid of the LDL. It lowers blood pressure. You know, and that has something to do with the brain, because we also know that chocolate kicks off all kinds of delicious endorphins in our brain. It is collective. It is systemic, my dears. This is why I have got such a hard-on about how we eat. It is not just about the one level. It is multi-leveled. It is systemic. Mind, body, and spirit. I don't even see the reason anymore to make a separation. But so I needed to share that again. I need to get you all inspired. I need you to get creative. To my vegan brethren out there, look here, man. I have found a new love for a flourless chocolate cake. No, gluten-free. Gluten-free. Now, there is some egg, but there's a way to get around that too. But for the most part, if you are gluten-free and you're wanting to do something nice, so my vegetarian, maybe not so much my vegan people, because I understand, you know what I'm saying, because I do have some dairy in it. For my vegetarians and for my gluten-free folks, let me tell you something. Gonna be sharing a recipe at the end of the week. That is 1, 2, 3. It is the best one I have found. I enjoyed making it. It is delicious. And I feel very good when my partner and I sit down at the end of a meal. We have a red wine and we have a little tiny slice of the flourless chocolate cake. Of course, you all know I had to kick it up a notch and I dropped a little cayenne pepper in there, but just to keep it rolling lovely, because I want everything that I eat to be an experience for my palate and to be of service and joy and commune with my body, mind, and my spirit. And they say, okay, Miss Cleo, you need to come on off of that cloud, man. What you doing today? I'm having a good time in spite of my dears. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back and talk about some of this far-out shit, because I really don't know what NASA is up to. But boy, this could get a little bit interesting. I mean, what if something overshoots something? I mean, really, have we really thought about the possibilities? Uh-oh. Dog pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. All right, my dears, just one more. Gotta go let Miss Cece in the back door. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All righty then, we are back. I appreciate you all. You know, sometimes she can get a little bit ticky. We are actually having a custom door, like a barn door made so that she can have access in and out. What can I tell you? Hey, boss man, my boss had called into the show. I went back, I came back, and he's gone. Where did you go? He's a busy man. So I'm sending him a text right now. We're going to keep on rolling it through. Here's what I'm talking about, because we have a number of things to get around to today. Here's the deal. You all remember, as the Pope was quitting his job, I'm sorry, I still am not sure how to wrap my head around that. As the Pope was quitting his job, and all these things started to occur, and there was an asteroid that wasn't supposed to bother us, and then all of a sudden when it came into our vibration, then there was something else that jumped in the way, and then over Russia they had this big friggin', you know, meteor that came in, and then there was one over the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and all the while they're telling us, no, it's nothing is related, they're all unrelated to each other. So then explain to me why that there is a proposed federal budget line item for the coming, you understand, not this year, hold on, the coming year, which will include the activities and the costs therein related to the activity of catching an asteroid and placing it in the orbit around the moon. This is where I have to stop, and of course, if I lose control, I will be giggling aimlessly on the air. But this is where I have to stop and wonder about how much ego does man really possess that they perceive that they can go and catch an asteroid, Rastafari. Don't you think that might frig with something? You know, you're not really sure what part of the puzzle. You know, it's like going into a house of cards and think, I'll take this card off of the wall. You know, I remember, what was it, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Every time somebody went and did something and touched something they weren't supposed to do, something really mashed up happened, you know? That one little girl turned into a blueberry. You know, no, it was really wicked. The one little boy, him fall into the vat or something. It's kind of like that. How do you know that you pulling and catching this asteroid isn't going to piss off? What if it's not an asteroid? See, that's where my head goes. That's why I entitled this show Some Far Out Shit, man. Because what if it's not an asteroid? Their perception is, okay? Now, when they had speculated about this, when this proposed budget came into vibration after February 15th, when the asteroid explosion in the atmosphere over Russia. Now, then they were calling it a meteor. Now they are calling it an asteroid. On the same day, another meteor traveling from a very different direction, as I said, was the one that came in between us and our satellites. So there is much that they have not really explained to us about what occurred in Russia. We definitely know that at final count, as far as I could tell, that there were more than 1,200 plus people that were wounded by any number of things, flying glass, I mean the sonic boom. And there are many who feel that there was interception. Now, they don't perceive that it was interception that was human. And this is just kind of what's out there. They perceive that, you know, there was a different entity that may have interceded on our behalf, because initial thoughts by NASA that the meteor was quite small. When they looked at it again, had it actually landed and made impact, the death toll would have been much, much, much greater. So certainly there are things going on in the universe that will not allow us to ignore that things are changing everywhere. The concept, there is Senator Nelson, who is one of the senators from the state of Florida, where I am coming to you from. In a nutshell, the plan in NASA's hands calls for the catching of an asteroid with a robotic spacecraft and towing it back toward Earth, where it would then be placed in a stable orbit around the moon. Does this fucking sound like a speech from a movie? Seriously, you know. And it does it very, very easily. This is what it is. The idea that others from Earth might then travel to the asteroid, there could be mining activities, research into ways of deflecting an asteroid from striking Earth, and testing to develop technology for a trip to deep space and Mars. All righty then. Well, I hope my fellow Venusians and Martians and Jupiterians are listening. Imagine how frightening this must sound to them. We're just going to start snatching shit out of the sky and deciding. I mean, an imminent domain has to stop somewhere. You know, often I am presented with various different contracts to participate in one thing or another, and I'm very selective about what I do participate in. But often, in the last probably 3 years, you know, with the internet really becoming what it is and so on and so forth, I will get contracts that say the following. In perpetuity, you know, because the internet can go on and on and on, once you put something on there, up there, it ain't going nowhere. In perpetuity, throughout the universe. And I'm like, buck fuck, no, me dear. I won't sign that, you know. I'll tell you why. The universe, I believe, I'm not even from this planet. So let's start there. You understand? So, I'm not going to give you any more. I will change the contract to say on Earth. Planet Earth. I've changed contracts to say that because you're not getting throughout the universe from me. Because I believe differently. And perpetuity, I change that to this lifetime. You see what I'm saying? Because I also believe in many lifetimes, because that's how we can navigate in and out of this human experience. And you know what's funny to me is that one would think that people would, you know, understand, since they're already writing in perpetuity throughout the universe, they look at me like I'm smoking something. You understand? Something backward when I say, no, on planet Earth, on this particular lifetime. You hear me, man? Perpetuity. Voodoo priestess, we in a business about a frigging contract, man. Careful what you sign on, careful what you agree to. That lesson I have learned from a spiritual as well as a three-dimensional right here on this planet in this particular lifetime, on this particular plane and in this particular universe, that contracts are serious, and they are serious throughout the universe. They look a little different and they operate a little different, but they are still a serious thing, and people must be mindful as to what they agree to. I want to give some love out today to my partner Cookie. She has been so wonderful. She even endures And that's her nickname. You all really aren't going to get the real name. Do you really think you're going to get that? No, my dear. But I so often want to say something to her, and I know that she's listening and so on and so forth, because I forget that she's even listened to the show, so I just start running off at the mouth, and she's like, no, honey, I already heard you. Poor her, right? Also want to give some love out to Nitrasit. How you doing, baby? I'm so glad that you're... This is right up Nick Alley, man. I saw me know she loved this show. Rastafari. We're going to be bringing Nitrasit to Conversations with Cleo. Have no doubt. Stay tuned for that. Y'all just don't know. It's getting ready to get wicked crazy mad ass around this place. Also, I am looking at a heads up from my manager. For those of you who want to hit up Jay Williams Chocolates on Twitter, their Twitter handle is at @JWilliamsChoc. J. Williams Chalk. Go ahead. I'm sure there's some delicious pictures up there. Once again, don't want to get me back running down that. Maybe we'll take chocolates to the asteroid. But there is a line item. Now, are you ready for what it's going to cost me and you just to kick this whole asteroid lassoing process up? You ready? Because we don't have no money, you know? We don't have no money, we don't have no budget, there's a debt ceiling, there's a fiscal cliff, there's all kinds of fuckery and rass madness going on. But this is how much it's going to cost us just to kick it off, eh? $100 million. All right, now, here's the deal. We got all kinds of shit happening right here on this planet. You want me now to support $100 million tab to kick it off? This is not make it happen. This is to kick it off, whatever the hell that means. And for you all out there that knows what kick it off means, that's right at the beginning. You understand? What happened to the middle and the end? $100 million. And you know, that's not even accurate. Oh, no, if we go ahead and multiply that times 5. No, the bottom line is to bring a 500-ton asteroid closer to Earth. Now I understand the title of the near-Earth object specialist. This is all in anticipation of going out there. What if it's a planet? What if there's a whole system of life in this asteroid, and we just think it's okay to go snatch them out? I don't know. I just think, boy, we are barking up the wrong tree. People are run around and worry about this, that, and the other. You need to worry about the other folks living out there in the universe, man, because we're starting to look a little bit spooky. And they may feel like they need to shut us down. We are worried about things that go on here. But then I don't think they should be worried so much, because we're so silly. We get in our way all the time. Human beings, that is. Anyway, Obama supports NASA's plan. Clearly, since he's got that line item in there. Subcommittee on Space and Science issued this statement just last week on, actually, just this past Monday, on April the 8th, 2013. And here we are, and that's what we're going to do. And the actual budget on an overall is expected to be released later this week. I have not heard the news that it has been, but wow. Now, I want you all to marinate with that. I want you all to sit and understand that these are the types of things that if we don't speak up, this is not cool that they're just kind of doing this, because this may have impacts that we know nothing about. And this, understand, this is some Star Trek shit, my dears. They're going to track on a robot and drag this thing in. What if they are shaking up some kind of balance? And why are we, as in residents or inhabitants of this planet, not saying a bit more about how this is going on? Why aren't we saying a bit more about how this is going down? Because if I come from a framework where I'm talking about your pocketbook, you understand, they're taking more and more money, but you're telling me then you want to go ahead and pull an asteroid. And then we can go and we can talk about, are they really telling us the truth? And then we can get ourselves all wound up in a negative way, and that's not what I'm trying to inspire here. We need to get proactive. We need to get vocal. If this is we need to at least demand an explanation or a sense of understanding of what this project will do. NASA is another one of those things that has been able to navigate and function with very little questioning of what the purpose is and why. You understand? What is that about? You hear me? So we definitely need to keep our eyes and our ears open. And you all know that I will be one of the first ones. While there are many out there like me that are just trying to bring the information, I'm not telling you what to think. I'm not telling you what to feel. But knowledge is power. And often when we listen to the budget woes, you understand, we might not be so doggone apathetic or complacent when we realize that they are doing studies that are costing $2 million, $1.25 million to study why lesbians are so overweight in relationship or comparison to their gay male counterparts. You all think I'm making that up. I'm not making it up. I personally am quite insulted by that whole dynamic. And I want to know who were the swift bozos that said, okay, we'll give you the money. Sure. Here you go. We're talking about equality. And I'm not hearing equality. I'm hearing division. I'm hearing let's keep it rolling so everybody thinks that they're different from everybody else, and so that we don't have to be accountable for embracing all. We can absolutely study why it's different and pick it apart, as opposed to saying, you know, let's just observe. Does that mean now that we are going to look at why straight women are overweight between the ages of 30 and 60 and their straight male counterparts are not? Now, if you heard a study like that, you'd get pissed. Let me tell you something, I'm pissed because I hear about a study like this. We have got to understand that what we can do is be vocal about the stuff that absolutely makes no sense. You understand? Because we do have places where that money could go. We do have places where that money can make a different difference. You understand? And at the same token, we really do need to be asking questions. Why are you catching an asteroid? And that's a question, no matter where you are listening to my show from, because I have to give love out to my international listeners, because you all tune in from everywhere. But this is something that impacts the whole of us, my dears. This is not just the U.S. This is not just Europe. This is the whole planet. It's Mother Earth. And nobody's bothered to ask Mother Earth how she's going to feel about that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a mother and my children come home and move somebody into the house that my house don't have no space for, I'm going to have a problem with that. So I can't imagine that the moon, which is female energy, full moon madness, or that Mother Earth, female energy, are going to cotton too much to its inhabitants, its children, saying, yeah, mommy, we're going to move someone in. Say hello to the 500-ton asteroid. You understand? Not quite sure, and I'm not making any idle-brained predictions. I am just giving us all something to resonate with and to think about. And, you know, at some point, I'm going to go run the Nostradamus and say, uh-oh, has he been talking about this? And I just didn't understand. But we're not going to worry. Like I said, just try and keep the info in front of you, keeping it right there so that when the next thing happens, we're not shocked, because we do need to stay informed. We don't need to beat a dead horse, Miss Cleo, but we do need to stay informed. All right, my dears, we're going to take another quick pause for the cause, and then I'm going to come back and tell you about this most delicious partnership and raffle that we are engaging here, Conversations with Cleo, with Creole Love. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, my dears, just a quick note. I will be at Ozo 2 tomorrow, April the 11th at 6 p.m. for their business launch event, and I am looking forward to it. I'm already going to take a couple items with me. I'm going to a dry cleaner. Why not, right? I'm going to do my best, if the camera on my phone will cooperate with me, do my best to take a few pictures and tweet them out to the universe and go and help a small business. How exciting is that? I love it. Alrighty then. So here's the deal. You all know that Tina Williams, founder and CEO of Creole Love Products, the More Better Body Butter, Shea Butter Queen, as far as I'm concerned, reached out to me, and we have come up with a most delicious idea, where it was her idea. I just kind of tag along, you know, because greatness begets greatness. So it's a special offer. Beginning today, April the 10th through May the 10th, when you follow and tweet at CreoLove1, the number one, with hashtag CWC, you will automatically be entered in a raffle to win one of the two newest body butters that Tina has created. Now, the first new body butter, and is available online right now, is called Paradise. I'm even afraid to see what that smells like. Wicked. And then for the Jacques collection, which is for men, but I know women who wear it, the new deliciousness for there is called Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. Let me tell you something. Her creativity, I love to talk to her about these essences that she comes up for, these body butters, because Tina's mind works in a most seductive, sensual manner when it comes to her creativity. And she might be at work right now, so she doesn't have a chance to listen to me because she's on the West Coast, but she'll be listening to it later. And I'm sure a few mutual folks will say, oh, Miss Cleo was talking about your sensual mind today and your seductive creativity. Let me tell you something, man. If you are a brother man, and look here, no match with a woman who has that kind of heart and that kind of creativity behind our soul. So I hold up my cup to all of my seductive, sensual, creative women out there. Rock the Casbah. So now, get it again. If you follow on tweet at CreoLove number one and include the hashtag CWC, then we will be able to automatically enter you in the contest, and you will receive one or the other, your choice, Paradise or Chance, the two newest More Better body butters from Creole Love Products. Now you go online, and it's www.creoleloveproducts.com, and check it out. I know I will. I'm going to stay away from the Chance, but I think the Paradise, that sounds kind of sweet and nice, you know? It sounds like I could really get into it. Once again, Creole Love, the More Better Body Butters. Embrace the magic of Creole Love. All right, so I am loving my body. as we are coming to the end of our show here, you know, sometimes as we move about the cabin in the universe, we are fortunate enough to meet some really amazing individuals. And you all know how I feel about journeymen. And last year, this time, maybe a little bit later in the summer, I had a most wonderful opportunity to meet a gentleman under the mango tree. And I'm going to use his nickname for right now. His name is Butch. He has been such a joy to my journey. And I bring him up today because his journey is moving forward. You all know that I often use the analogy of journeymen. We can travel together for a leg of the journey, and then often choices, situations, events, some within our control, some not so much within our control, cause us to say farewell for the moment. And in that I mean that we say farewell because it won't be about just popping around the corner or across the street, but that energy stays with you. And he will be setting out on a new adventure, on a new journey. And I just need to say to all of you out there, when I often close my show with spend all of your time and all your energy on the 50% of those individuals who love you, appreciate you, and accept you for who you are, and celebrate when you are happy. Celebrate your new adventures. I just need him to know. He often checks in on the show, but hopefully if I didn't put chocolate in the title of the show, he'll check in, because he's not a big foodie. He's more of a foodie than he thought he was, which I love that part. But he has brought me such amazing knowledge. He is a knowledgeable man himself. He has brought me knowledge. He has given me more than I can ever verbalize. And just so you know, Star, I don't know how I would have gotten through the loss of my dear Deb without you being right here. And while we may not be around the corner from each other anymore, I know that you are just a phone call or an email or a thought away. Again, cherish the relationships that you cultivate, because things are moving quickly right now, my dears, and we often may find ourselves in other places. This is the new book. This is the new model. It's not incidental. It's not happenstantial. It is what it is. Now, I have a new closing recorded for the show. However, as I said, we were having a few technical difficulties, and that's because I was doing my Caribbean time, and I just was trying to get too much done, and it was kind of a quirky, wild morning, but it's all good, and it's all lovely. So what I think would be most appropriate is if I close the show with one of my dear friend Butch's favorite tunes on my CD, and it also will keep my boss happy with me that I'm doing a little shameless self-promoting. And I send you off with this thought, and lots of love and a big hug and a huge thank you for all of your continued support. And make sure you reach out to Passion for Pause, www.passionforpause.info, if you are interested in adopting Tanaka. And we will update you on his story on Friday. Peace. At the end of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet?
What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home. What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we speak? What if time is something